penuh dengan warna-warni. Bila terjebak sulit untuk coba keluar, semua pasti ada jalan keluar. Cobalah bangsa.
Its name is quite unique, Kue Cubit or Pinch Cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kue Cubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue Cubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kue Cubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue Cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kue Cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kue Cubit. Both have delicious taste.
Dear listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato. The song was composed by Oslan Hussein in 1931. The lyrics describe the story of someone's longing for his hometown. This song also tells the character of Minangkabau people or native West Sumatra people who are kind and like to work together. A feeling of longing emerges when he remembers his hometown. His family seems to call him home. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato by Esther. Happy listening.
Kau Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, I believe that today as a new day, you are now in running in an enthusiastic day. I believe that you are able to do your best, and today can be done by yourself very well. Well, now I would like to start by sharing you our, you know, weather forecast in some many areas in Indonesia, and even this here in some areas of Jakarta, and also from Thousands Islands. You know that now it is start from Thousands Islands, start from today, 13th March 2025. It is also predicted light rain with temperature 27 up to 29 degrees Celsius. In the area, it will also be predicted light rain tomorrow, 14th March, with temperature 27 up to 28 degrees Celsius. So what about Central Jakarta? The city is also forecast light rain, especially for today, with temperature 25 up to 30 degrees Celsius. What about tomorrow? It will also be forecast light rain with temperature 25 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to North Jakarta. It is also predicted cloudy with temperature 25 up to 29 degrees Celsius. But tomorrow, it will be predicted the same as today, cloudy with temperature 25 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next, we move to West Jakarta. West Jakarta is forecast light rain with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. This is for today, but tomorrow it will also be forecast light rain with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to South Jakarta. South Jakarta is forecast light rain with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius, but tomorrow it will be forecast the same as today, light rain with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. The last is we go to East Jakarta. East Jakarta is forecast, especially for today, light rain with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, it is also forecast tomorrow, light rain with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Well, the information is from Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia.
kita bersama. Kau pegang tanganku, ku tatap matamu, semua terasa indah. Kantoran pun mengganggu, bersedih dan tertawa. Kita tetap bersatu, bintang bendera secara hatiku yang selalu terbayang. Kekasihku sayang, di setiap mimpimu kan selalu berdendang.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok or Batok Crackers. The lyrics of Kerupuk Batok highlight Palembang's tourism and cuisines. It pictures the bustling Musi River banks where people gather to eat while boats pass by. Although it's called Kerupuk Batok, which is crackers in Indonesian, the song also mentions various Palembang specialties such as pempek or fish cake, srikaya, rujak mie, tekwan, and many more. These unique flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Happy listening.
Palembang membuat Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, still with me, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal on Indonesia Today. You know that? Now, I would like to share you our wise words. Yes, this is really important for you to make you have such motivation in running your daily activities. Our wise words for today is now from Muhammad Nasir. He said, to reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking coconut on the tree, you don't wait it like a ripe durian. Yes, you don't wait it fall like a ripe durian. Well, Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 up to 1951, the Masyumi organization figure and freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence.
Ingin ku bunuh pacarmu, alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wow, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
debu gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow, smoke, and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burr, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was perpetually collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is volcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plants growth because those micro elements are very needed by plants, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air galunggung itu.
Before galunggung erupted, its product was normal.
But mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increased.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
galunggung rice.
Beras
which is produced from galunggung water.
Mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. They are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah, dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, the Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agricultural products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Saifullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Here is the news. Creative Economy Minister Teuku Rizky Harsha has underscored that halal certification can become a gateway for Indonesian products to enter global markets, especially Muslim-majority countries. According to him, at the Indonesia Go Global event in Jakarta on Wednesday, halal certificates should not be regarded as a burden. There are many examples of local halal certified products successfully penetrating global markets. Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf stated that the free public school for the poor is expected to break the chain of poverty through free, quality, and sustainable education. According to him, in Semarang on Wednesday, this was initiated by President Prabowo Subianto. This is an effort to empower poor families and facilitate them toward a golden Indonesia 2045. That's the news.
perhatikan, kulihatkan semua yang pernah ada kan ku taruhkan. Perasaan ku berikan, tak sedikit pun waktu kan ku tinggalkan. Di saat bunda di sini.